How do you build a lighter, safer electric vehicle, ensure an AI data center doesn't overheat, and make a factory floor safer for workers all at the same time? The answer isn't in software or a new machine. It's in the specialized chemicals and materials that hold our world together. This week, we're looking at the hidden science of advanced materials and what it means for your bottom line. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping U.S. and European industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy. This week, we're tracking a powerful, interconnected trend, material science innovation. We're seeing German chemical giants reinvent automotive assembly, Japanese firms supplying the foundational materials for the AI boom, and a new generation of industrial adhesives that are both higher performing and dramatically more sustainable. These aren't incremental updates, Susie. They represent fundamental shifts in manufacturing capability, supply chain dynamics, and competitive positioning for Western companies.
So we're moving beyond the digital to the physical. We'll start in the automotive sector, then dive into the high-stakes world of semiconductor materials, and finally look at a major shift in industrial adhesives that impacts everything from construction to transportation. Troy, our first story is from Germany. On May 14th, the chemical giant Henkel launched a new structural adhesive. Why is a new type of glue a lead story?
Because this isn't just any glue. This is Henkel's Terracin EP52 series, a high-performance structural adhesive for automotive body and white assembly. Body and white, or BIW, is the naked, unpainted metal frame of a car before any other components are added. Traditionally, it's joined by welding. This adhesive replaces or complements those welds.
So we're literally gluing cars together. What's the advantage over a solid weld?
There are several. First, it enables lightweighting. You can join dissimilar materials, like aluminum, to advanced composites, which you can't easily weld. This is critical for electric vehicles, where every kilogram saved extends range. Second, it adds rigidity and superior vibration damping, which means a safer, quieter car. Finally, it's a one-component, solvent-free adhesive, which streamlines production lines and reduces VOC emissions.
So how does this specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers? It's a German product. Is this a threat to American suppliers?
It's both. For U.S. and European automakers, this is a major opportunity to accelerate their lightweighting strategies and improve vehicle performance. For competing chemical and adhesive manufacturers in the U.S., like 3M or Dow, this raises the bar. They need to ensure their offerings can match the performance characteristics of the Terracin EP52 series, especially its ability to bond multi-material structures.
And what about trading companies and distributors in this space?
They need to understand the new requirements from their automotive clients. Demand will shift from traditional fasteners and welding supplies towards these advanced bonding agents. It's about market timing. Distributors who can secure supply and offer technical expertise on these new adhesives will have a significant advantage over the next 18 months.
So, what's the actionable insight for executives listening right now?
If you're in the automotive supply chain, you need to be evaluating your material joining strategy immediately. Are you equipped to handle multi-material BIW designs? Executives should task their engineering teams to pilot adhesives like this to quantify the benefits in weight reduction, production speed, and overall vehicle quality. This isn't a future trend. It's happening now.
Let's pivot from cars to the engine of the modern economy, artificial intelligence. We have two related stories from Japan. First, on May 14th, Sumitomo Chemical unveiled a new material for semiconductors. What have they developed?
They've launched the ELA series, a new type of high-purity alumina. Alumina is a key material used in semiconductor packaging, the casing that protects the silicon chip. Sumitomo's innovation is that they've created the world's first fine spherical alumina with ultra-low alpha-ray emissions.
Alpha-ray emissions? That sounds serious. Why does that matter for a computer chip?
In highly miniaturized, dense circuits, like those in AI chips, these tiny alpha particles can hit the silicon and cause soft errors, basically flipping a zero to a one, which can corrupt data and cause system malfunctions. At the scale of a data center, this is a huge reliability problem. The ELA series' low radiation and high thermal conductivity, because alumina is great at dissipating heat, directly addresses the two biggest challenges in high-performance chip packaging.
And our second story connects directly to this. Resonac Holdings, another major Japanese chemical firm, just reported a 21% year-over-year revenue increase in its semiconductor materials segment for Q1 2026.
Exactly. Resonac's results, published May 14, show precisely why Sumitomo is launching the ELA series. The demand for materials that support AI chips is explosive. Resonac reported record-high sales for what they call post-process materials, the encapsulants and adhesives used in chip packaging. It's a direct reflection of the AI hardware boom.
So, how does this Japanese dominance in advanced materials affect US and European manufacturers?
It highlights a critical supply chain dependency. The most advanced chips designed by US companies like NVIDIA or AMD rely on these highly specialized materials, which predominantly come from Japan. For European semiconductor firms like Infineon or ST Microelectronics, it's the same story. This concentration of the supply chain in one region is a strategic risk.
And for trading companies and distributors?
This is a high-margin, high-complexity market. If you're a specialty chemical distributor, you need to be building relationships with these Japanese suppliers. Your customers in the US and Europe are desperate for a reliable supply of these materials to feed their production lines. But you also need deep technical knowledge to sell them. You can't just be a logistics provider.
What's the actionable insight here?
Western executives in the technology sector must double down on supply chain diversification and material validation. That means actively seeking out and qualifying potential second source suppliers, whether they are emerging in Europe, the US, or other parts of Asia. And for investors, these quiet material science companies like Sumitomo and Resonac are the picks and shovels of the AI gold rush. They are a critical and often overlooked part of the ecosystem.
Staying on the topic of electronics, but moving to a problem area, heat and contamination, a Chinese company, Yusaw New Materials, just launched a new line of thermal pads specifically for AI chips and servers on May 22nd. What's the innovation here?
They've developed a range of high-performance non-silicone thermal interface pads. A thermal pad is a soft material that sits between a hot chip and its metal heatsink to ensure efficient heat transfer. For decades, these have been silicone-based.
What's wrong with silicone? It seems to be everywhere.
In sensitive electronics, silicone has a major drawback: outgassing and oil bleed-out. Over time, volatile silicone compounds can escape and contaminate nearby components, like optical sensors or electrical contacts, leading to device failure. This is unacceptable in a multi-million dollar server or a critical automotive system. Yusaw's pads, with thermal conductivities up to 10 watts per meter Kelvin, offer high performance without this contamination risk.
This sounds like it solves a real problem. How does this launch from a Chinese firm affect Western companies?
This directly challenges established Western players in the thermal management space, like Henkel, Parker Chomerix, or Fuji Poly. It signifies that Chinese material science companies are moving up the value chain, competing not just on price, but on performance and solving specific high-end engineering problems. U.S. and European manufacturers of electronics now have a viable, high-performance alternative source from China.
So for trading companies, is this a sourcing opportunity?
Absolutely. Distributors in the U.S. and Europe should be evaluating these products from Yusaw immediately. The demand for reliable, non-silicone TIMs is growing rapidly, driven by the automotive, data center, and telecommunications industries. Being an early importer and distributor for a product like this could capture significant market share. The key is to verify the performance claims and ensure consistent quality.
And the actionable takeaway for our audience?
If your company produces any high-power electronics, your engineering team needs to review its policy on silicone-based materials. Mandate an evaluation of non-silicone alternatives for all new designs, especially for long life cycle or high reliability products. The risk of silicone contamination is increasingly being seen as an unacceptable liability.
For our last segment, let's talk about a product that impacts almost every manufacturing environment. On May 19th, a French company, Forza, unveiled a new type of adhesive called hyperpolymer. How is this different from what we discussed earlier with Henkel?
While Henkel's product was for a very specific automotive application, Forza's hyperpolymer is a silo-modified polymer, or SMP, adhesive for general industrial bonding. Its key differentiator is what it doesn't contain. It's solvent-free, isocyanide-free, and has very low VOCs, or volatile organic compounds.
Isocyanide-free is a term we're hearing more and more. Break that down for us.
Isocyanides are a class of highly reactive chemicals traditionally used in polyurethane adhesives and foams. They create very strong bonds, but they are also potent respiratory sensitizers and a significant workplace health hazard.
regulations in Europe under REACH, and increasingly from OSHA in the U.S. are heavily restricting their use. Forza's SMP technology provides polyurethane-like performance, strong yet flexible bonding without the hazardous isocyanides.
So this is primarily a story about safety and environmental compliance.
It starts there, but the performance is key. It maintains elasticity under vibration and thermocycling, which reduces bond failure in things like commercial vehicles, window frames, or appliance manufacturing. It adheres to a wide range of materials, simplifying inventory for manufacturers who currently need multiple types of adhesives.
How does this impact U.S. and European manufacturers directly?
For manufacturers, this is a de-risking opportunity. Adopting an isocyanate-free adhesive like hyperpolymer can dramatically improve worker safety, reduce the cost of compliance, like expensive ventilation systems and health monitoring, and future-proof their operations against even stricter regulations. It's a direct hit against legacy polyurethane systems.
What should trading companies and industrial distributors be doing?
They need to be educating their customers. Many small and medium-sized manufacturers aren't aware that viable, high-performance alternatives to isocyanate-based products exist. Distributors who can lead with a safer, compliant, and effective message and introduce products like Forza's will build tremendous loyalty and become strategic partners, not just suppliers.
And the final actionable insight for executives?
Conduct a chemical hazard audit of your production line, specifically targeting isocyanates and solvents in your bonding processes. The regulatory pressure is only going in one direction. Proactively switching to safer, low VOC SMP technologies now not only protects your workforce, but can become a powerful marketing tool for sustainability and corporate responsibility.
All right, Troy, a lot of ground covered today in the world of materials. Let's distill it down. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners this week?
First, the innovation race in the automotive sector is now happening at the molecular level. Advanced adhesives and composites are no longer niche. They are foundational to building competitive electric and lightweight vehicles. U.S. and European suppliers must master multi-material bonding or risk being left behind.
Second, the AI boom has created a critical dependency on a handful of advanced material suppliers, primarily in Japan. Western tech companies need to treat this as a strategic vulnerability. The actionable point is to actively invest in qualifying second sources and mapping your deep-tier supply chain for these essential packaging and thermal materials.
And third, sustainability is now a hard performance metric in industrial chemicals. The shift away from hazardous materials like isocyanates is accelerating. Companies that proactively adopt safer, low VOC alternatives are not just ensuring compliance. They are building more resilient, efficient, and marketable manufacturing operations for the future.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The world of material science may seem complex, but understanding these shifts is critical to navigating the competitive landscape of modern industry. We're here to give you that intelligence.
Thank you for joining us.
Follow Troy Technical Intelligence on your podcast platform of choice to make sure you never miss an episode. Join us again next week for your essential briefing.